Good morning and welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by. Welcome to this morning's edition of I've Heard That Song Before. And we'll be celebrating this morning the first day of spring. Yes, spring is on its way. It's here according to the calendar, perhaps not quite so much so according to the weather, but it is coming. We are going to have some lovely spring days ahead and also probably a few more wintry days. We'll soon be enjoying that beautiful season of spring. It was celebrated in our first song of the day. Spring, Beautiful Spring, from 1958, from the trumpet of Bobby Hackett, along with an orchestral accompaniment, written by Paul Linke. It was a beautiful version of that lovely song. And then we'll go to 1950, to the gorgeous voice of Sarah Vaughan. She's going to bring us a song written by Richard Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein. I think you've heard this one before. It might as well be spring. It was written for the 1945 musical State Fair, and it actually won the Best Song Academy Award for that year. And Sarah will bring it to us this morning, that beautiful voice, and she's joined by a small jazz group that features, amongst other musicians, the trumpet of Miles Davis. And that will be It Might As Well Be Spring. We'll go back after that another 9 years to 1941, to Chew Berry and his jazz ensemble. and they're going to bring us a song about the weather. Well, spring can be a bit breezy, so we'll hear from them the song Blowing Up a Breeze. Chu Berry and his jazz ensemble group consisted of Hot Lips Page on trumpet, along with Chu on tenor sax, Clyde Hart on piano, Al Casey on guitar, Al Morgan on bass, and Harry Yeager on drums. It's written by Chu and Hot Lips themselves, along with Milt Gabler, called Blowing Up a Breeze. And then we're going to go back another 3 years to 1938. And we'll cross the Atlantic and listen to a very fine British dance band led by Jack Hilton. They'll join us with the song Blue Skies Around the Corner. It was written by Huey Charles and Ross Parker. And a very nice vocal on that one from Sam Brown. And we'll start with Sarah Vaughan from 1950, It Might As Well Be Spring.
I'm as restless as a willow in a windstorm. I'm as jumpy as a puppet on a string. I'd say that I had spring fever, but I know it isn't spring. I'm starry-eyed and vaguely discontented, like a nightingale without a song to sing. Oh, why should I have spring fever when it isn't even spring? I keep wishing I was somewhere else, walking down a strange new street, hearing words that I had never heard from a man I've yet to meet. I'm as busy as a spider spinning daydreams. I'm as giddy as a baby on a swing. I haven't seen a crocus or a rosebud or a robin on the wing, but I feel so gay in a melancholy way that it might as well be spring. And that's why I feel this way, and yet I know it's not spring today, but it might as well be spring. Oh,
lies around the corner. Walk round the corner with me. Just round the corner you'll see those blue skies. Blue skies, there's nothing warmer. Won't you feel happy to be sharing the sunshine with me under those blue skies? Troubles may come, but troubles will go. Don't you ever worry anymore. Look at those skies, they're not telling lies. That's what they were put there for. Blue skies around the corner. Everything's gonna be right. Never a cloud in those bright blue skies.
You just heard the wonderful dance band of Jack Hilton from 1938 with the song Blue Skies Around the Corner. Before that, Chew Berry and his jazz ensemble brought us Blowing Up a Breeze from 1941. And we started out with Sarah Vaughan, accompanied by the trumpet of Miles Davis and other musicians in a very fine group. It Might As Well Be Spring, from the pens of Richard Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein. And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. This morning, well, we're celebrating the start of spring. Yes, today is the first day of spring according to the calendar. As I mentioned, not perhaps according to the weather, but spring is on its way. And we're going to celebrate it today with some of the many songs that were written on this topic by the great songwriters, and recorded by some very fine artists, as we'll hear this morning too. Songs about the season, songs about the weather, and just some wonderful music all around. Our next singer is Anita O'Day, and my, what a lovely voice she had. Very fine jazz style. She'd started out in the 40s, singing with, amongst others, a band led by Gene Krupa. She had a long and very successful solo career, and went on to become one of the most respected jazz singers of the time. Well, Anita's going to bring us a song called Some Other Spring, and it was written by Irene Kitchings and Arthur Herzog Jr. Then to back to 1946, to a wonderful orchestra led by alto sax player Woody Herman. Well, this orchestra, as I always mention, started out in the early 30s, led by Isham Jones, who left the band in 1936 to concentrate on songwriting. Woody was playing with the band on clarinet and alto sax, of course, and also featuring vocals from time to time, as we'll hear this morning. Well, he took over the band, and it went on for decades and was immensely successful. The song that they'll bring us this morning is called It's Anybody's Spring. It was written by Joe Burke and Jimmy Van Heusen. And as I said, we'll hear the words from Woody himself when he's not playing the alto sax. And then back to 1938, to lovely, delightful tones of Maxine Sullivan, another wonderful jazz singer from the time. She's going to join us with a song written by Rodgers and Hart, Richard Rodgers and Lawrence Hart. This was featured in a musical that year called I Married an Angel. And the song is called Spring Is Here. Maxine Sullivan from 1938. And we'll start with the lovely and beautiful Anita O'Day from 1961, Some Other Spring. ¶¶
spring, I'll try to love. Now I still cling to faded blossoms, fresh when worn, love crushed and torn, like the love affair I mourn. Some other spring, when twilight falls, will the night bring another to me? Not your kind, but let me find it's not true that love is blind. Sunshine around me, but deep in my heart it's cold as ice. Love, once you found me, but can that story unfold twice? Some other spring will my heart wake, stirring to sing love's magic music, then forget the old duet. Yadidavi, la ya. And I'll find love in some other
is everything, and yet it's anybody's spring. Go make a fortune, become a king, and still it's anybody's spring. And if you flash a bankroll, do you suppose the brook would care? Or that a rose would say, there goes a millionaire. It's more than diamonds around a ring, because it's anybody's spring. You may be born with a silver spoon, and yet it's anybody's moon. Couldn't buy a ticket to hear the first robin sing. It's free because it's anybody's spring.
You've just heard from Maxine Sullivan from 1938 with Spring Is Here, composition of Richard Rodgers and Lawrence Hart. Before her, we heard from the orchestra of Woody Herman, along with his alto sax and his voice, with It's Anybody's Spring, written by Joe Burke and Jimmy Van Heusen. And we started out with Anita O'Day, 1961, Some Other Spring. And welcome back to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're coming to you from the University of Ottawa, and this morning we are celebrating the start of spring. Yes, today is the first day of spring, and it's on its way. It's not quite here yet, according to the weather, but it certainly is according to the calendar. We can look forward to some beautiful spring weather in the not-too-distant future, and some of that changeable weather, too. But we've got three songs coming up on spring, and our first one, another one that was recorded in the UK, it's from 1962, and I play songs from this album frequently because it's really such a wonderful album of recordings by the artists involved, and they are Frank Sinatra and Robert Farnon. What a combination. Frank was touring the world at the time. He stopped off in London and made this album. I think there were 11 tracks called Great Songs from Great Britain. So Frank's voice and the orchestra conducted by Robert Farnon, one of our own Canadians who settled in the UK after the war and went on to have a brilliant career there. He's conducting the orchestra and also made the arrangement of the song We'll Gather Lilacs in the Spring. That was written by the British songwriter Ivor Novello, very famous for writing scores for many musicals, and this was in the musical Perchance to Dream. It opened in London in 1945 and ran until 1948. We'll Gather Lilacs in the Spring. Robert Farnon and, of course, the wonderful voice of Frank Sinatra. Then to 1949, to another musical. This time it's from the original Broadway cast of the musical South Pacific. Well, that was a real hit for Richard Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein. We've heard them already with one of their songs from a musical, and this one, South Pacific, went on to become immensely successful. This is the original Broadway cast, and we're going to hear a song brought to us by a member of that cast called William Tabbert, and he's going to bring us a beautiful ballad, Younger Than Springtime, from 1949. And then we're going to go back to 1937, and this is a recording, actually it's an arrangement, of a classical piece written by Felix Mendelssohn called Mendelssohn's Spring Song, arranged by Tommy Dorsey, and it will be brought to us by the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra in 1937, and that's Mendelssohn's Spring Song. And we'll start with Frank Sinatra and Robert Farnon from 1962, We'll Gather Lilacs in the Spring.
We'll gather lilacs in the spring again and walk together down an English lane until our hearts have learned to sing again. When you come home once more, and in the evening by the firelight's glow, you'll hold me close and never let me go. Your eyes will tell me all I want to know. When you come home once more, and in the evening by the firelight's glow, you'll hold me close and never let me go. Your eyes will tell me all I want.
Once more. I touch your hand and my arms grow strong. Like a pair of birds that burst with song. My eyes look down at your lovely face, and I hold the world in my embrace. Younger than springtime are you, softer than starlight are you, warmer than winds of June are the gentle lips you gave me. Gayer than laughter are you, sweeter than music are you, angel and lover, heaven and earth are you. When your youth and joy invade my arms and fill my heart as now they do, then younger than springtime am I.
You just heard the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra from 1937 with an adaptation, an arrangement of Felix Mendelssohn's Spring Song, made by Tommy Dorsey himself. Before that, we heard William Tabbert from the original Broadway cast of the musical South Pacific, with the score written by Richard Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein from 1949, the song Younger Than Springtime. And we started out with the lovely voice of Frank Sinatra, the wonderful orchestration of Robert Farnon from 1962 with Ivor Novello's We'll Gather Lilacs in the Spring.
For the finest in jazz, tune in to In Transition with me, Randy McElligott, every Sunday between noon and 2 p.m. Coming to you from the University of Ottawa, I feature jazz from the past, present, and everything in between. That's In Transition, Sundays on CHUO FM 89.1.
And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're coming to you from the University of Ottawa. And this morning we're welcoming, on the calendar at least, if not in the weather, the first day of spring with songs about spring and the season. And the weather. We've got a couple of songs coming up about the weather. It can be pretty changeable, but you could say that it's an improvement on what we've been experiencing with snow and ice and cold winds. And we're going to hear a bit more about the rain coming up. And this is 1931. Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra. Well, we know Fletcher Henderson particularly for his work with Benny Goodman in the late 30s. And those wonderful swing arrangements that he made for the orchestra. But equally wonderful was the big band. One of the first of the jazz bands in the 1920s was led by Fletcher Henderson. And they made some wonderful recordings. And this one from 1931 is called Oh, It Looks Like Rain. We'll hear the orchestra along with Dick Robertson bringing us the words. It was written by Yip Harburg and Milton Ager. And then back to the UK, to the 1930s. I'm not terribly sure quite when this was recorded, probably in the mid-1930s. The orchestra is led by Teddy Joyce, and the song is called March Winds and April Showers. And it was written by the songwriting team of Samuels, Whitcup and Powell. And that's Teddy Joyce and his orchestra. And we'll stay also in the 1930s. And in the UK. And we'll hear from a crooner who is making a big name for himself over there, singing with the orchestra of Ray Noble. And that was, of course, Al Boley. And I love this song. This is from 1933. Al will bring us a song called When You've Got a Little Springtime in Your Heart. And I guess you'd say that's where it is right now. Not quite outside the window yet. Anyway. It was written by Harry Woods, and as I said, we'll hear it from Al Boley and the Ray Noble Orchestra. And we'll start with Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra from 1931, Oh, It Looks Like Rain.
Oh, it looks like rain. Oh, but I won't complain. No, what a break, oh gee. For baby and me, we gotta stay home tonight. Oh, it looks like rain outside, so we just remain inside in a big armchair. The weather is fair, we gotta stay home tonight. Can't be going places, but oh, what things we can do. Getting down to cases, we could play cards, but would you? Have I made it plain? No, well, it looks like rain. Oh, you can get all wet. But brother, I'm set, we gotta stay home tonight. Thank you.
March winds and April showers make way for sweet May flowers. And then comes June, a moon and you. March winds and April showers, romance will soon be ours, an outdoor paradise for two. With your lips to mine, in a thrill divine, I'll be so inspired that I'll get you the moon for a toy balloon. March winds and April showers make way for happy hours and May time, June time, love time and you.
Thank you.
You just heard from Al Boley, along with Ray Noble and his orchestra, When You've Got a Little Springtime in Your Heart. That was written by Harry Woods and recorded in 1933. Before them, we heard the orchestra led by Teddy Joyce, March Winds and April Showers. And we started out with Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra from 1931, Oh, It Looks Like Rain. Well, we're coming to the end of this morning's edition of I've Heard That Song Before. I hope you've enjoyed our selection of music this morning, and thanks so much for joining me. Do please stay with us, and Randy's going to be joining us in just a few moments with more wonderful jazz for you this afternoon. And I hope you can join me, Stephanie Robinson, again next week for more wonderful music from days gone by. And we've got one more for you, and we're going to go to 1946. This is a Harold Arlen, Johnny Mercer piece, and what a songwriting team they were. Come Rain or Come Shine. It was actually featured in the Broadway show St. Louis Woman in 1946. And we'll hear the recording of it made that year by Peggy Lee, along with the orchestra of Frank Duvall. And this is Come Rain or Come Shine.
Come rain or come shine, high as a mountain and deep as a river, come rain or come shine. I guess when you met me, it was just one of those things. But don't ever bet me, 'cause I'm gonna be true if you let me. You're gonna love me like nobody's loved me. Come rain or come shine, happy together, unhappy together, and won't it be fine? Days may be cloudy or sunny, we're in or we're but I'm with you always. I'm with you, rain or but I'm with you always. I'm with you, rain or shine. Come rain or shine. And
that concludes this week's edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Please stay with us now for In Transition with Randy McGilligott. 2 hours of great jazz coming up for this afternoon. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and thanks so much for joining me today on I've Heard That Song Before.